Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32. The Reverend Roy Askins is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from St. Luke, the 15th chapter. There was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the property that is coming to me." And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate. And no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants.' And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing. And he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, 'Your brother has come home, and your father has killed the fattened calf, because he has received him back safe and sound.' But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him, but he answered his father, 'Look, these many years I have served you, and I have never disobeyed your command. Yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you kill the fattened calf for him.' And he said to him, 'Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found.'" This is the word of the Lord. Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the habitation of your house and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. What a waste. What a frivolous way to fritter away one's possessions. He gathered his great wealth, he counted it up, and then, not many days later, he blew it on, well, his rather wasteful and useless sons. Sure, the younger son took what his father gave him and then went and lived a wild and prodigal life, but he received it from what appears to be an equally wasteful father. In fact, I think many of us today would say that the one who supplied such wealth to such an inexperienced and untested youth bears some responsibility in the problem, does he not? No well-meaning father would honor the request of such a wayward youth, but it's precisely what this father did. In a wild, rather reckless way, the father grants the son's request. He splits up his inheritance and wastes it on both sons, both of whom abused it. The younger son squandered it, the older son hoards it. Now, I'm told the father's generosity in acquiescing to his son's request would have shocked Jesus' hearers. They would not have understood why the father had done this. If it does not shock us, it's merely because familiarity breeds contempt. We know how the story ends, so we don't pay that much attention to the beginning. But think about it just for a minute. Which one of you would do this? Any one of you? Imagine spending your life acquiring an inheritance for your son, and then at the age of 21, after he has lived a rather luxurious life, he comes up to you and says, "Dad, you might as well die. Split up the inheritance and give me my half." Which of you would do this? Not a single one of you, I imagine. And if any of you had heard of someone doing this, you'd probably say, "What? That's not loving. That father is setting that son up for disaster. There's no accountability there. This is why we have trust funds, isn't it?" The father's wasting doesn't stop there either. Earlier, the Pharisees had complained that Jesus not only associated with tax collectors and sinners, but he also ate with them. Well, this father does the same. For this son who wasted his strength and money with prostitutes, he not only hugs him, but he kisses him. And he clothes him, and he runs to him, and he puts the family ring on his finger, and he kills the fattened calf for him. When will this father learn he's still wasting on that rather worthless son? Now, the older son agrees with you as you think these things, but here's the deal. The older son also wasted. Not exactly squandered. He still wasted them, though, right? The text says the father divides the inheritance between them both. But rather than use any of that money to celebrate with his friends, what does the older son do? He becomes a miserly hoarder. He lives off his father's dole and expects his father to reward him for his righteousness and good deeds, for all of his hard work. "I've served you perfectly, Father, and you haven't given me one single thing." And yet, even for this hoarding son who refuses to use his inheritance, the father has words of comfort. "All that is mine is yours," he says, even to this miserly older son. Pure, unmitigated, unmerited, complete, total giving on all accounts from this father. Wild and reckless in a fashion, almost like a farmer who throws seed everywhere, on the road and on the rocks and even in the weeds, just in case, you know. Makes no sense. Truly, we also have squandered, but rarely in the father's way. We squander much more in the way of the younger or the older son. We either spend what our Lord gives us on ourselves, making sure we have a nice, comfortable life here and now, or we hoard it so that we can spend it someday in the future, or maybe just so that we have the biggest pile of pennies when they finally lay our corpse in the casket. You see, we struggle to squander for the sake of the kingdom, for the sake of making eternal friends who will welcome us into eternal dwellings, as Jesus interprets the parable of the dishonest manager, which I think, incidentally, is not accidentally the next parable that Jesus discusses with these Pharisees. The fact is, we refuse to give to the poor because we know they're going to abuse it. You don't give it to the poor guy out on the street because what's he going to do? He's just going to go out and drink with it, won't he? We don't donate to organizations that care for the poor either because, well, they have too much overhead or that might hurt my retirement package. Or, perhaps, we're stingy with more important gifts. Maybe we refuse to give forgiveness in any real sense from those who have truly hurt us. We assume the worst from what they've done, and we associate them with that group that we don't currently like right now, and we assume that whatever they've done, they did intentionally and in the worst way possible. We dare not even eat with those sinners. Or, once again, maybe we're on the other side and we play fast and loose with our Lord's gifts and fail to take seriously his injunctions against dining with demons. That is, table fellowship with those who have rejected his word and teaching. Whether we find ourselves with the younger son and the prostitutes or sitting high and mighty and hoarding with the older son, repent. Repent and confess your sins. And what will you find? You will find a Heavenly Father who squanders his wealth among you here and now. You will find a Father who sent his only Son not merely to eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners, perhaps even worse than those, to eat and drink with you, but also to become sin so that by his death he might offer up his body and blood as an eternal feast for sinners, as an eternal feast for you. This father indeed runs to you while you stand far off, trying to come up with your excuses and your satisfactions. He runs to you, and what does he do? He clothes you in his own righteousness, the righteousness of his son. He places upon your finger the family seal. Perhaps even better, he places it upon your forehead with water and his word, seals you as his own. If you find yourself perhaps on the other side of the equation, among the hoarders instead of the squanderers, he does not close the invitation for you either. He keeps the door open, invites you to come in and to celebrate with all his children his eternal wedding feast. It is indeed fitting for us to celebrate. For you who were dead are now alive. You who were lost are now found. You who were sinners are now righteous. In him who has brought you life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the Iowa District East and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for the Reverend Arthur and Linda Just, who serve the Lord in Latin America. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.